I will tell her the decree. The Lord said to me, You are my son. Today I have begotten you. Ask of me, and I will make the nations your heritage, and the ends of the earth your possession. Psalm 2:7-8. Now, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of Herod the king, behold, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem, saying, Where is he who has been born king of the Jews? For we saw his star when it rose, and have come to worship him. When Herod the king heard this, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. And assembling all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Christ was to be born. They told him, In Bethlehem of Judea, for so it's written by the prophet, And you, O Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah. For from you shall come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel. Then Herod summoned the wise men secretly and ascertained from them what time the star had appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, Go and search diligently for the child, and when you have found him, bring me word that I too may come and worship him. After listening to the king, they went on their way. And behold, the star that they had seen when it rose went before them until it came to rest over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced exceedingly with great joy. And going into the house, they saw the child with Mary his mother, and they fell down and worshipped him. Then, opening their treasures, they offered him gifts, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And being warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they departed to their own country by another way. Matthew 2:1-12.
The nations are a heritage belonging to Jesus, given to him by his Father. The wise men's allegiance to Jesus commenced the international redemption of the nations. The fact that the ends of the earth belong to the Christ child means that all those who align themselves to him should seek to extend the reach of the gospel into the uttermost parts of the earth. After an encounter with Jesus, the wise men's response was to return to their home and spread the news of Christ's kingship there. The Great Commission, Matthew 28:19, encourages us to continue the mission of bringing the good news of the gospel to all nations by discipling them. Because of King Jesus, we are given his power and authority as ambassadors of the gospel of reconciliation. The message of reconciliation is that enemies become friends. We who were once his enemies are now his friends, and we are tasked with bringing even more of Jesus' enemies into his kingdom. Questions to consider. Who gave Jesus the nations? How far should the good news of the gospel spread? How can we continue to spread the gospel of Jesus?
This has been Behold Your King, written by the Ezra Institute of Contemporary Christianity, read by Dallas Block, with scripture reading by Dan Niles, produced by Rock Solid Refuge.